It's not the 25th nor September. So confusing. That's all right. We'll take it. 8:09 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Great music is great music, nevertheless. Joining us now by phone, we have Karen McCabe. She is the new PSC Charter School Principal at the Warrington campus. Karen, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Hey, so good to have you on the show. You know, when I first heard about this, and it was a little bit of a, hey, don't blow the news just yet because we got to get the board's permission, and it was a little bit early announcement, but when I could finally report on it, that made me so happy that this is happening. For people who might not have heard the original reporting or people who might have been following the story, can you just maybe give them the, you know, 30-second to a minute, what is the PSC Charter Academy supposed to accomplish? Like, what's it going to be?
So the goal and the purpose and our mission is ultimately for students to come and earn their high school diploma with us through the Charter Academy and at the same time earn college credits towards an associate's degree, hopefully completing an associate's degree.
So they're going to be dual enrolled is what people would usually call this, and it's really meant to be a school where instead of some of the students being dual enrolled in high school and also in college, they're all going to be dual enrolled, right? Is that, that's kind of the goal, right?
Correct, yes, because this will then serve as both their high school on the Charter Academy side, and then they'll do the college classes through the dual enrollment. Correct, absolutely.
Very good. So, for people may not realize this, but you correct me. Anytime I say something wrong, you feel free to correct me. We had three charter, magnet schools here in the county at the different ages, of course, West Florida and Brown Barge and MB Cook, and we're adding now this fourth one, and this is meant to be primarily for, the original idea was primarily for military families and for another group of people as well. Is that the idea still, that it's meant to be catering to military families primarily?
Well, I think the idea was, and the whole aspect behind a charter school is the opportunity to give, you know, families and students more choice. That was the idea as well for folks that are coming here for their duty station, that they would have more choices, more options. And so those students certainly will, active duty family members, those students will get priority. But it really is open. It's actually open to Santa Rosa and Escambia County students.
Okay, so anybody can enroll there, sure. And again, just kind of explain the concept, it seemed to me like one of the big advantages of this structure is that for students who are going to be dual enrolled, there's now not supposed to be any real friction between what they would ordinarily be doing in high school and trying to make compatible that with the college environment and the scheduling of college classes, because this is designed for them to avoid those kind of scheduling conflicts, right?
Correct. So students that would start in the fall would be juniors or seniors, rising juniors and rising seniors. And that schedule that we make up will be, you know, unique to them. And it will allow them then to take that college class that's also going to serve to meet their high school requirements as well.
What about like activities and sports and things like that? Are you partnering with another high school for those things, or is that going to be special to the Charter Academy?
So no, students actually that come and attend the Charter Academy can still participate with band or sports or, you know, whatever other activities are still at their regional high school that would be their high school of record technically. So they can still participate with those.
Okay, so they're basically operating like homeschool students where you can still be a part of the public school activities environment. You're just not going to be a member at that public school. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Very good. So you've got 150 is the plan to start, 75 juniors, 75 seniors. And then, as I recall, over the course of the next few years, you're going to grow the grades down to add sophomores and freshmen as well. Is that correct?
No, it'll just be sophomores. So this year and next year will be juniors and seniors, and then the third year we will invite sophomores to apply and to come in.
Okay, and which I guess makes sense because they wouldn't be dual enrolled as freshmen anyway, and it's kind of a weird thing to try to mix them in. So the theory is that in the long run, a lot of them will be military, so they might be transitioning here from somewhere else. But even somebody who goes to, you know, regular high school for a year might want to come over to be dual enrolled at the Pensacola Charter Academy. Is that basically right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the neat thing about it too is also the smaller size, you know, that will have opportunities for students to be mentored, that, you know, students will know one another. They'll, you know their instructors, they'll know staff. You know, as opposed to, I think some of the high schools are really large and you know, it gets a bit overcrowded sometimes. So I think that's a nice piece as well for, you know, the student that would fit.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And by the way, you know, just for people who don't know this already, like I have a student who's just graduated high school and he's not doing the associate's degree, but he's used PSC and is now at UWF. I've got another one who's doing the same thing and, you know, he's a sophomore going to be a junior. It's hard when we homeschool, it's a little bit different. But anyway, you know, this is a great program. I love to see it, whether you pursue the associate's degree or whether you move on into UWF or whatever you do with it. It's a wonderful thing. Are there openings, though? Because my first thought when this was announced was 150. Oh, that's going to fill up really fast. Do you guys have openings?
We do, and there are spots. So applications opened in March, and we are looking at those, processing those now. Students, they need to have an unweighted GPA of a 3.0. And then there's, you know, ACT, SAT testing that, you know, they can certainly see on the website as far as what those numbers need to be. And the other piece that I want to stress, too, is that there is absolutely no charge to families or students.
Great.
So no application fee, no college textbook fee, you know, nothing at all that will be a cost to the parents or the families. I mean, students at a time will also even be provided a laptop to use for this academic year.
Outstanding. And again, it is a charter school being run through the public school system's oversight, but by Pensacola State College. And so it is, as you said, you know, it is free to anybody. There's no restriction on that. Out of the 150, how many do you have accepted already? What's your kind of, where are you at in terms of getting to that goal?
I honestly can't give you a solid number.
Oh, okay.
Yet. We're still tightening that up and hiring and all kinds of,
sure,
stuff
first
to get
year.
Ready for August. Yeah, but again, I would encourage anybody that's interested, and if they think that this is a spot for them to you know, definitely apply. We do have some information sessions that we're going to have here in person on June 2nd and June 7th. So if folks want to come and just kind of get some more information or have any questions answered, we'll do that for them as well.
Very good. And where do you want them to go to get more information?
So they can go right to the Pensacola State College website.
Okay.
Probably the easiest thing is if they hit the search box and then just type in Charter Academy, or even if they just Google Pensacola State College Charter Academy, that will lead them right to our website, and that will give more information, email, phone number. They can apply right from that direct site. And then we'll also have the dates as far as, again, for those information sessions.
Very good. Karen McCabe, she is the new principal at the brand new, as in it doesn't even really operate yet until this fall, PSC Charter Academy. Karen, great to meet you. It's challenging work to work with advanced students, and so I know it'll be a lot of fun and a lot of, you know, interesting times. But thanks so much for joining us, and thanks for helping our kids get this really unique slice of an education. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Andrew. Take care.